Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Courtney Keeley. Tensions remain high in southern Ukraine, where the area around a nuclear complex has been shelled multiple times in recent days. The International Atomic Energy Agency has demanded a halt to military action around the plant. NPR's Tim Mack has more from Ukraine.
Enerhatom, which operates Ukraine's nuclear power plants, said the Zaporizhia nuclear complex was at risk of violating radiation and fire safety standards. Recent shelling has damaged a nitrogen oxygen station, an auxiliary building, as well as radiation sensors and power lines. Enerhatom added that bombardment also damaged a fire department tasked with protecting the nuclear complex from fires. The head of the IAEA has offered to personally lead a mission to the plant in order to reduce tensions at the site and provide independent information about its safety. Tim Mack, NPR News, Kyiv.
Hawaii is the latest state to hold a primary election. Most of the votes from Saturday's race were mail-in ballots. And as Hawaii's Public Radio's Bill Dorman reports, the results clarify the outlook in the state for November's election.
Hawaii will choose a new governor this year. Current Lieutenant Governor Josh Green overcame his two closest rivals to win the Democratic nomination with more than 60% of the vote. On the Republican side, former Lieutenant Governor Duke Iona beat out mixed martial artist and political newcomer B.J. Penn to become the GOP standard bearer in the race. Incumbents won handily in the Democratic primary races for Hawaii's congressional delegation. Both Senator Brian Schatz and Congressman Ed Case are heavily favored to retain their seats in November. On Maui, incumbent Mayor Mike Victorino came in second to retired Judge Richard Bisson. As the top two vote-getters in the primary, the two will face off again in November in a runoff election. For NPR News, I'm Bill Dorman in Honolulu.
A gunman opened fire on a bus near Jerusalem's Old City early Sunday, according to Israeli police. Eight Israelis were wounded in the attack. Shaken witnesses described the attack near the sacred Western Wall as horrifying. Daniel Kanevesky saw people trying to flee the bus.
Two people outside, I see, falling. Two inside was bleeding.
Two of the victims remain in serious condition. The suspected Palestinian attacker is in custody. The attack comes after a week of tension involving Israelis and Palestinians, including 3 days of fighting in Gaza. Battles erupted there after Israel's forces killed what it says were three Islamic Jihad commanders. In Egypt, at least 35 people have been killed and 45 others injured in a fire at a Coptic church, according to Egyptian health officials. And you're listening to NPR News. A Chinese survey vessel is expected to dock this week in Sri Lanka. The island nation has a strategic location in the Indian Ocean, one that the West fears China may try to exploit. NPR's Laura Freyer reports from Mumbai.
First, China loaned Sri Lanka money to build a big port on its southern coast. China also supplied the workers. The project was billed as being good for Sri Lankan commerce, but it didn't turn out that way. The government defaulted on those loans and China took over the port. It's an example of what the U.S. has derided as predatory lending. China's critics say such infrastructure could be used by the Chinese military. Now those fears are exacerbated by news that a Chinese ship that surveys satellites, rockets and missiles is now heading to that same Sri Lankan port. The ship was delayed amid reports of objections from neighboring India. But India denies that, and Sri Lanka's foreign ministry now says the Chinese vessel is cleared to dock on Tuesday. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona has received almost $1 million in donations over the last year from private equity professionals, hedge fund managers, and venture capitalists, according to an Associated Press review of campaign finance disclosures. Sinema forced changes to the Democrats' major climate and health care spending bill that scuttled her party's goal of raising taxes on that group of investors. She says the contributions did not influence her thinking, but many in her party see her continuing support for favorable tax treatment as indefensible. It's NPR News.